Listening Library presents The World's Greatest Elephant by Ralph Helfer. Read for you by Pierce Cravens.
Long ago, on a farm near the little town of Zesseldorf, Germany, a child and an elephant were born at precisely the same hour as the old church clock struck midnight. "I will name my beautiful son Brahm," said the elephant trainer Joseph as he held the newborn child. "And as for this wonderful baby," a smile crossed Joseph's face, "we'll name her Modok. I can only hope these two will always be together." And indeed, from that day on, Brahm and Modok were inseparable. They shared the same bottle as best they could and chased each other helter-skelter through the hay. As they grew older, they accompanied Brahm's father to the circus. The Wonder Circus was a small German circus, famous for its performing pachyderms. People came from far and wide to see them, and Joseph had trained them all. "Someday you will take my place," Joseph told little Brahm, "and the whole world will applaud you and Modok." The years flew. When Brahm and Modok turned 5 years old, Mosey, as Brahm called her, weighed 2,000 pounds, and when they were 10, she weighed 4,000, while Brahm barely tipped the scale at 40. Mosey was the biggest elephant in the circus, bigger even than her mother, and soon Joseph put her and Brahm into his act. The crowds went mad with excitement when Brahm stood towering on top of Modok's head. At night, staring into Mosey's eyes, Brahm sometimes thought that he and the elephant could read each other's thoughts. "We'll never be separated," he promised his friend, "no matter what happens." But not long after that, the tents of the Wonder Circus were abuzz. The circus had been sold. The new owner, a stout, pompous man named Jay North, spoke to the worried employees of the Wonder Circus. "The circus will be moving to New York," he told the crowd. "You will no longer be needed." Brahm went to the new owner the next day and begged Mr. North to keep him on as Modok's trainer, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?